Good morning, everyone, to special warm welcome to our colleagues from the rest of the continent. I should say good afternoon as well, because there may be some in other time zones, and perhaps even good evening. We may even have people from Australia and New Zealand on this live event, this virtual symposium. And let me start by wishing a happy and blessed Eid Mubarak to our Muslim colleagues. I hope that it was a special and blessed day under very unusual and unprecedented circumstances. So for the next few days, we're going to be focusing on Africa's response to COVID-19. We're going to be looking at what has been unique about Africa's response, the way in which the pandemic has impacted on Africa, how African leaders have responded, and also the innovations that have emerged as a result. As you know, we are in Africa Month, and 2 days ago was our historic African Day. We've had events commemorating Africa Day in the past. Last year we had a very exciting and an event where a number of partners came together to collaborate. The Nelson Mandela School of Public Policy, the African Peer Review Mechanism, and the University of Cape Town, and other partners. And we focused on the youth dividend that Africa was enjoying and how that could be harnessed. So it's quite ironic, I suppose, in some ways, that we having this symposium under these conditions. But these challenges may also present some very important opportunities for us. It's well worth remarking or noting that this is considered as the 100th day since the first case of COVID was first identified in Egypt in early February. And so it's a good time to 100 days is often considered a good marker, a point from which to reflect. As you know, in political systems, the first 100 days of a new government is always considered quite significant. And so the 100 days since the first officially diagnosed COVID case on the African continent is a good moment as well for us to reflect. So to start off this symposium this morning, we're really going to ask the main participants who are part of the collaborating partnership that will be hosting this symposium: the University of Cape Town, the Nelson Mandela School, and the African Peer Review Mechanism. And so we have representatives from those institutions. From the University of Cape Town, we have Professor Loretta Ferris, who is one of our deputy vice chancellors. Her portfolio is on transformation, which actually includes students. And of course, our students have been impacted particularly severely in terms of how the academic program has been disrupted. We will then ask, after Professor Loretta Ferris formally launches this symposium, we will then ask Professor from the Nelson Mandela School, Faisal Ismail, to say a few opening remarks as well and relate to the to this symposium itself and how the Nelson Mandela School sees this. Faisal recently became the director of the school. Before that, he had a very long, illustrious career within government, within the diplomatic mission, where he was South Africa's special envoy, diplomat at the World Trade Organization. So it's wonderful to have these people join us, and very happy to have you all join us. Just to let you know that we do have a feature where you can send in questions, and we will try to respond to as many of them as possible. Professor Ferris will also give you an outline of what will follow after this opening session. So Professor Ferris, welcome, and I will turn it over to you to formally launch the Africa Month Virtual Symposium, Africa's Innovations Against COVID-19.
Thank you very much, Russell, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. Thank you for joining us for this very special public symposium, and I think also, of course, the first virtual one during Africa Month, where we're focusing on Africa's innovations in the global fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. We are, as always, very proud to mark Africa Month, and even more so during this time when African countries and our people need to unite and work together more than ever before. Now, in the spirit of Africa Month, the African Union's African Peer Review Mechanism, as Russell has indicated, in collaboration with us at UCT, and also, of course, our Nelson Mandela School of Public Governance, will be hosting this very special public symposium. There will be 5 webinars over the next 3 days. We are very grateful to all of our panelists and moderators. They are all leaders in their respective fields. Each of them will focus on responses by African countries to different aspects of the COVID-19 pandemic in relation to governance and development. Now, for many African countries, we are at a pivotal time as COVID-19 sweeps across the continent. And here in the Western Cape, over the last few days, we have been very aware of the rising numbers of the infection. And so the pandemic has had and will continue to have cascading effects on the way we live and work. But of course, we also know that on our continent, we have deep inequalities and grinding poverty. And this has all been exacerbated by the coronavirus and the fallout in many economies. But we are grateful that we are, as always, a creative and ingenious continent. And we have the opportunity also now to offer solutions to each other as African countries and to the world. Now, the 2020 seminar theme explores the effect of COVID-19 in Africa. We are looking forward to finding out more about some of the strategies, the responses, and the lessons that we've already learned over the last few months. The seminar sub-themes point to the importance of ensuring resilience and the capacity to adapt, which is really tested at the moment. So panelists will discuss coping strategies while raising the lessons learned from handling past epidemics and disasters in Africa. As Russell has indicated, we will open our African Day Symposium today with remarks from Professor Eddie Maloka, who is the Chief Executive of the African Peer Review Mechanism and is also the UCT Convocation President. After our opening session, we will hear from Dr. Ahmed Ogwell Umar. He's the Deputy Director of the Africa Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. We will also hear from Mr. Salim Fakir, the Executive Director of the African Climate Foundation, and then Professor Gilbert Kadiala of the University of the Witwatersrand International Relations Department. So they will be speaking in the panel on knowledge systems and knowledge production on the continent. This afternoon session, we will be looking at the different ways African countries are handling the pandemic. Dr. Masoko Fala, the Deputy Director General of the National Public Health Institute of Liberia, and Dr. Diane Atwine, the Permanent Secretary of the Minister of Health in the Ugandan government, will highlight best practice examples of dealing with COVID-19 in Africa. Tomorrow, in our Unlocking Climate Change portfolio panel, we will gain insights from Ambassador Seni Nafo. He's the spokesperson of the African Group of Negotiators, as well as the African Executive Director of the Climate Action Network International, Ms. Tasneem Esop. Professor Carlos Lopez from the Nelson Mandela School of Public Governance will speak in the session, which will be moderated by the Executive Director of the African Climate Foundation, Mr. Salim Fakir. Then on Friday, we'll start with opening remarks by Professor Geti Pakeng, UCT's Vice Chancellor. We'll move on to Pan-African reflections on leadership and on good governance during COVID-19. And here we will have the views of Ms. Mtebisi Jonas, the chairperson of the MTN Group and South Africa's former Deputy Finance Minister. Ambassador Said Jinnit, who is the senior advisor of Accord, will join, as well as Dr. Bongani Dlani, senior lecturer for political and administrative studies at the University of Malawi. And this session will be moderated by Dr. Shanil Haricharan, who is the academic director of the Nelson Mandela School of Public Governance. Friday afternoon session of COVID-19 philanthropy on the continent will feature Dr. Carl Milan, CEO of the EcoBank Foundation, Ms. Bongiwe Mlangeni, CEO of the Social Justice Initiative, and Ms. Bulelwa Ngwana, Director of the Open Society Foundation in South Africa. This discussion will be moderated by Dr. Benkinkosi Moyo, Chair of the Africa Center for Philanthropy and Social Investment at the Wits Business School. And then Professor Eddie Maloka and Professor Faisal Ismail, Director of the UCT Mandela School of Public Governance, will round out our three-day seminar. So it will be a seminar or a series of seminars that I think will enrich us, that will inform us, that will allow us to reflect. And so we are very grateful that these speakers are making time to share the rich variety and the depth of their insights. As we celebrate Africa Month, we recognize the importance of working together as Africans. In the midst of these massive challenges that's facing not only the world, but the continent and our local communities, we also at the same time have to celebrate the opportunities that we've been afforded. We have been innovative, even in the over the last few weeks, where we have learned very quickly to adapt and to work in different ways. But we also have seen the ways in which our science communities have rallied very quickly to begin to think about solutions. And as our activist has rallied very quickly to remind us and to challenge us on the increasing inequalities that we've seen as a result of the pandemic. Similarly, business and government leaders have stepped up in this moment and have grasped this opportunity. So we trust that the days ahead will be fruitful in helping us to shape further policy recommendations and to prepare us in dealing with the effect of COVID-19 on our economies, on leadership, on governance, on education, and the impact on our people and our planet. Thank you very much, and good luck for the rest of the seminar.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Professor Perez for those welcoming and opening remarks and setting the scene for what will follow for the remainder of this seminar series. I'm going to ask Professor Faisal Ismail, who is the director of the Mandela School at the University of Cape Town, to make his opening remarks. So over to you, Faisal.
Thank you. Thank you very much to Dr. Russell Ali. It's a great pleasure to be here with all of you today at the Africa Day or Africa Month virtual symposium. And it's a great pleasure to share the panel with yourself, Dr. Ali, and Professor Loretta Ferris, who is a champion of transformation at the University of Cape Town and supporter of our school. Last year, we celebrated Africa Month together with the APRM and the university at the Baxter Theatre. Africa and the world as a whole was looking very different. What happened? An invisible object, COVID-19, has exposed the underlying weaknesses, asymmetries, and contradictions of our world, society, and our economies. On Monday this week, it was Africa Day, the Nelson Mandela School of Public Governance hosted a webinar on the prospects for the African Continental Free Trade Agreement. The new Secretary General, Wamke Lemene, was part of an excellent panel of African intellectuals and experts on regional trade and production. There are at least three lessons that can be learned thus far from the trade impact of COVID-19 in Africa. First, the first lesson is that we cannot rely on global markets for our exports, as global value chains have been disrupted by lockdowns everywhere in the world, in the north and the south. Second, we cannot rely on northern markets for essential supplies of pharmaceutical products, as more than 90 countries in the world have placed export restrictions on these essential goods, making these products more expensive and almost impossible to purchase. Thirdly, African countries need to look to themselves by opening markets towards each other and making these essential pharmaceutical and health products and personal protective equipment, which are known as PPEs, more accessible and affordable to each other. They need to look to themselves by producing these products through regional value chains and by increasing our regional cooperation based on the principles and values of Ubuntu. So this week, we have an amazing group of people, experts, intellectuals from the continent, who will be addressing you on some of these weaknesses, contradictions, but also strengths and opportunities of the African continent. Africa Month is a great opportunity to reflect and strategize on how to rebuild our world, our societies, and our economies, based on the principles of Ubuntu, inclusiveness, fairness, equity, and social justice. So I was only given 5 minutes, so I'll stop there and wish all of you a fabulous next few days. I will be listening throughout the course of today, but also tomorrow and on Friday. And at the end, I will have the opportunity, and I'm sure Professor Moloka will be with us then to provide some overall assessment of how the discussion has gone over the next 3 days. So let me hand over back to you then, Dr. Russell Ali.
Thank you. Thank you very much for those words of encouragement, Faisal, and we really welcome the participation and the collaboration of the Mandela School. We know that within the Mandela School there is a real strong emphasis on issues of ethical leadership, on training and preparing the next generation of leaders of the continent. And I am sure that during these sort of extraordinary times, your work is really cut out for you. But it is reassuring that we have such institutions on our continent preparing for our next generation of leaders. We are fortunate, though, that there are other colleagues from the African Peer Review Mechanism participating. And I'm going to hand over to one of the colleagues quite soon to actually deal with to moderate the very first session on COVID Africa and COVID-19, which is on African knowledge systems. Before doing that, I just need to acknowledge one of our sponsors for this event, Standard Bank. They have been very generous in providing a support for us, and the commitment that Standard Bank has shown really needs to be lauded. So thank you, Standard Bank, for being a sponsor of this Africa Month Symposium Series.